my
How would you like your time, Angel?
Can we do 7, 7, and 7? And
then the end after that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. You got it.
Thank you. Okay. So my name is Angel, and I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm 5 feet tall, so my highest was 225, and I'm at 125 currently. So, like, I'm literally half the person I was. That doesn't sound like a high number, but when you're 5 feet and under, that is a lot of weight. as a child, like, I was normal size for the first few years. At 8, I weighed 85 pounds. 9, I weighed 135. By 12, I weighed 185. I remember, like, one time walking home from school and it being so difficult that I got tunnel vision. Like, how is a fifth grader so out of shape that she can't walk a half a mile to school? I remember sitting on the grass a couple times just, like, because I couldn't breathe. Like, I literally was so tired. And my whole childhood, I felt like everyone looked down on me. Like, when people try to say hi to me, I didn't say hi back. I thought, like, oh, well, because I'm this way, I'm not worthy. So fast forward until, like, I was 19 years old. I heard of, like, remember the lap band? So I seen the whole lap band thing. I seen the poster. And I was thinking, like, oh, okay, if I get skinny, I will be happy. That was in my head. That was, like, my whole hope. I ended up getting the sleeve when I was 21. And before that, I went to my friend's, year anniversary for OA. And when I went there, it was the very first time I went to OA, like, in 2013. And they were like, oh, you should be here to stay. And I literally looked them in the face and said, I'm about to get surgery. I'm going to be skinny. I don't need this. 1 year later, I lost all the weight. And I actually came back after I lost weight. I was devastated. I thought being skinny equals happy. Oh, was I wrong? I had the weight off for a little bit, but, like, I just piled it back on. Like, I didn't have any skills outside of eating, like, cleaning, working, like, all those basic skills. And so what I've learned, I've been in OA for about 10 years now, but I have not ever been this serious. Even when I first started, I used to use it as a social club. So everything changed about a year ago. After COVID, you know, you gain the COVID 50. And I looked like a whole different person. And I was like, oh my God. And it was like, I realized I was going through the cycle from my childhood. Like, I'm 32. So it was like a God moment. So one of my friends, she invited me to the gym. We went every day for a month. And it was good that I had her. And then after that, I started going by myself. And then as I was getting more physically healthy, I realized I was in so much pain still. Like, it didn't matter what I looked like. I was suffering. So July 4th of last year, it was the first meeting I went to. And I met my sponsor. I was like, before I got on, I was like, how am I gonna meet a sponsor? So I meet my sponsor, after I got my sleeve surgery, I was a bulimic for 10 years. So I literally ate everything and purged it back up. And that was my only relief. And I've done it all the way till July of last year. since 2013. And so after I met my sponsor, it was like a God shot. Like, she ended up texting me and I was like, can you be my temporary sponsor? And she was like, I don't do temporary. And she was exactly what I needed. She had this website where we went through all the steps. I did all this work. And like, the first step was like, you're powerless over food. And well, you're powerless. And I was like, duh, like my life is a shit show. Like, I still lived at home. I was like, I was having anxiety. Okay, so January of last year, I was living in my parents' house. I was having anxiety attacks daily. I had a fear of going outside. My health went completely backwards. My whole house smelled like vomit because it wasn't even a family secret. Everyone knew and close to my family knew that that's what I did. So the miracle was God brought me to OA. So I met my sponsor. And once I realized I was powerless and then I started going through the steps, I completed the steps. And the one thing that saved me was the promises. Like, when the promises, you will live a life beyond your wildest dreams. My whole life, I've had anxiety. My whole life, I've been scared to go outside. God, like, brought me a psychiatrist. Like, after I started OA, I got a psychiatrist and got diagnosed. I moved 2 months later. I've never moved in my life. I got a full-time job a month later. And now I've lost all my weight. I'm happy and healthy. And this is the first time in my life I've ever like lived. I've never lived in the moment. Sorry, it's just hot. So the thing that helped me the most was the serenity prayer. Like, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. And once I did that, I was like, okay. And the courage to change the things I can. I went to a meeting one time and they told me what courage was. They said, courage is just fear wrapped in prayer. And after I said that, I heard that, well, I can pray. I can be pray and be scared and do it. So I did. And
Angel, it's 7 minutes.
Thank you. I found this happiness that I never, never knew. Like everything, like in the promises, how they said you will not fear economic insecurity. When I wanted to move, like the same week I decided, I end up moving to a place where it has a beautiful pond. I get to look at koi fish. I get to, I have a beautiful dog. I started working on the beach and I was like, wow, how is this all possible? And none of it was planned. A year ago, I couldn't step out of my house. And like now I'm thriving. The things I do differently now. So what I do differently now, I used to, my eating history is I used to eat everything. So I would eat boxes of pizza, like wings. I would go to McDonald's, this place, that place. I'll make sure I get my dessert from one place, fries from another one. I used to go all the Wingstop to go get my ranch because, you know, like, they're all different and they go together. And so it's just crazy. So when I decided to become abstinent, like God lifted me of all these cravings. I never thought that was possible. I've been bulimic for 10 years. I've been purging and eating for 10 years. And even before that, I had an eating disorder, like overeating. And like now I have a meal plan where it meets all my nutritional needs. It's not super strict. I don't eat dairy. I don't eat sugar. when I go out, I don't care about food. When I used to obsess about it, I don't, like, I get to hear people more. I was actually able to grow emotionally. Like, every relationship I ever had failed because I could never take responsibility of myself. I could never, I didn't have emotional awareness. So after like going through the steps, so like the hardest part for me was step 4 and 5. Before that, I feel like I was having a nervous breakdown, like going through all this stuff, like what people did to you and what you do to them. And I was just reliving all these nightmares. And like, I honestly was about to quit, but I held on. And after I did my step where I told my sponsor everything, it was like this weight was lifted off of me that I've carried my whole entire life. And it was like, I don't know, it was like night and day. Like, I can breathe. So now, no matter what, I do my work and I know God got me. I know that I'm not in control. I know that every day is precious. Every moment is precious. And I can't control anyone. Sorry. Oh, the nose. One second. So, growing up also, I went to the trip to Thailand. I was about 17 years old. We had to go on a bus. We had to travel and all those stuff. I thought like, this will be fun. But I was 225, less than 5 feet tall. So when I got on the plane, it was a 16-hour plane ride. The pain was incredible. Like, I have never experienced pain like that. And so when I get there, everything hurts and I have to walk. And we go to this place, this refugee camp, where I have to walk up a hill. And I was just thinking, I was like, oh my God, like there should be a health requirement to travel or a weight requirement, because I honestly held everyone back. I was in so much pain. I ended up getting sick, like vertigo, like throwing up everything. When I came back, I was traumatized just from the sheer pain. So now, as an adult, like, I work out every day. And, like, because of program, I don't eat sugar anymore. Because of program, I don't eat dairy anymore. I used to put extra cheese on everything. I'll eat cheese on top of cheese. And it's crazy that I can live in the moment. Like, I can actually enjoy everything I eat. Like, I don't miss cookies. I don't miss chips. Like, I don't even think about them. Someone can eat them in front of me and I forget that, like, I don't even think about it. That's their food and my food is my food. Since I had the sleeve, I had this gastric sleeve when I was 21. So my stomach is very unique and I had to, like, I can't really do the program like other people do it. So I set a limit of like, I get a food plan. This is what I'm gonna eat throughout the day. And I just eat when I want, honestly. And like within a 24 hours, this is what I'm gonna eat. And it's so freeing, but disciplined all at the same time. I weigh everything. I measure everything. I eat the same things every single day, or not every day, most days. And it keeps my life simple. So like, I pray in the morning, I go to the gym, I meal prep, then I go to work, and I don't know. So I'm at a point in my life in my
Angel.
Yes. Thank you. So I'm at a point in my life where I'm trying to figure things out. Like, God is with me. So since I'm not emotionally suffering anymore, I'm not physically suffering anymore, I'm not financially suffering anymore, it's like, what next? And I'm figuring out what I like to do. I get to actually live. And it's crazy. Like, my food used to revolve around food or dieting, or other people. So I don't know what I like to do for fun. I take myself out on dates. I take myself out on different places because I never done anything. I stayed in the room all my life and just ate and was scared of the outside world. And like with OA, it gave me a family. It gave me a place of belonging. Like, when I first came here, I was young, but I used to use it like a social club. Until I got into the steps and completed them, I had no clue. Like, I'm responsible for my actions. I'm responsible for me and not anyone else. I can't control other people. I can't control life, and that is okay. I am not the director. Like, I'm just the actor in this big scheme of things. My higher power, I call her mother. And so everywhere I go, I feel her. She is part of me. She is, I don't know, we're one. And I'm sorry. That's all I have for today. I got nervous.